New details have emerged about the recent outbreak of gun violence in Bloomington Normal. Authorities are pointing to a new rap video they say shows a deadly dispute between two hybrid street gangs. WGLT's Ryan Denham has the story.
Got some shooters that get busy when I ask them. They knock old drinks and push back whiz, bitch, if you're capping.
The three-minute music video was played in court Tuesday as prosecutors won a 7.5-year prison sentence against its lead performer, Richard Sims of Bloomington. He had pleaded guilty to unlawful possession of a firearm after police spotted him showing off a gun on Snapchat. Authorities say Sims is a member of two affiliated hybrid street gangs, the 400 and BBE. Their rivals are the 200s, also known as FBMG. Sims' music video contains several references to recent fatal shootings in Bloomington Normal, many involving gang-affiliated suspects and victims. Assistant State's Attorney Ashley Scarborough says her office is focused on cracking down on gun crime. She wanted the maximum possible sentence, 10 years, and she asked for Judge Casey Costigan to send a message to the community that gun violence cannot be tolerated.
That people are really fired up and, you know, really concerned about it, and they ought to be.
The music video was filmed outside a Bloomington apartment and was posted online in mid-August while Sims was out on bond. Bloomington Police gang and crime analysis expert Jack McQueen testified Tuesday that three-quarters of the young men featured in the video are gang members like Sims. Authorities say the vehicle that Sims stands on during much of the video was stolen. And several guns are spotted in the video too, though a disclaimer says they're just props. McQueen dissected the song's lyrics line by line during his testimony. Take this line. We give a free smoke to the ops, let's go ask them. Jack McQueen says we give a free smoke to the ops is a reference to shooting at their opposition, or ops, the FBMG 200s. And this line? LS caught a couple shots from a 40 and now he's past tense. LS caught a couple shots from a 40 and now he's past tense is a reference to Stephen Alexander, an 18-year-old who was fatally shot in June 2018 on Orchard Road in Bloomington. McQueen says that Alexander was a member of the 200s. The song also references by name Kirkwood, an apparent nod to Trevante Kirkwood, who was fatally shot in October 2018 on Oak Street in Bloomington. McQueen says Kirkwood was an associate of 200 members. Scarborough says they only found out about the video in the past few days.
We were kind of like, wow, he's talking about the community. You know, this isn't just an abstract song. He's talking about the community, so let's figure out what's going on.
She says no, the video itself is not a crime.
The right to free speech does end where threats to other people begin. And this is arguably like a veiled threat, just like Jack said, to ops, you know, to opposing gangs.
The video remained available on YouTube and Instagram as of Wednesday morning. It's the latest example of real-world disputes among young people here playing out on social media.
There definitely has been a history in McLean County of rival groups kind of using music and social media to kind of send messages.
Scarborough says social media is now a standard part of the investigative process after a homicide happens locally.
We're getting search warrants and preservation orders on Snapchat, Facebook, Instagram, because they're using those more than they're calling or talking to one another. And so you can actually follow quite a long train of criminal activity.
At Tuesday's sentencing, prosecutors described Sims as a violent young man who blew a chance at rehabilitation by violating the terms of his probation in another case. Sims' attorney, Brian McEldowney, says Sims suffers from debilitating mental health issues, including depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, and substance abuse issues. Jelana Norris, Sims' mother, says they've tried to get help for these issues but don't have insurance. She says her son is talented, driven, and wants to pursue a career in music. She says police and prosecutors are trying to make it seem like it's something it's not. She said Sims is not in a gang. They're a rap group, she said, young men trying to do music. Richard Sims himself briefly addressed the judge before being sentenced. Everything that happened in court today has opened my eyes, he said, adding that he never wants to return to a courtroom again. As his mother put it, quote, we're going to take this sentence and we're going to make something positive. I'm Ryan Denham.
You can read a longer, deeper version of this story at our website, wglt.org.